Good morning, and the title for my sermon is Answered Prayer. The reading is Nehemiah 2, verses 1 to 10. Now, last Sunday, Ezra spoke on chapter 1, and he set the scene for Nehemiah's mission to rebuild Jerusalem's walls and restore the city. Now, today, we'll be looking at how God uses ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things. Now, Nehemiah wasn't a prophet or a king. He was a cupbearer to a foreign king. Yet when God placed a burden on his heart, he stepped forward in faith and became a channel for rebuilding Jerusalem's walls and restoring hope for God's people. So, here's the key question I want us to think about today. And the question is, what walls in your life need rebuilding? What walls in your life need rebuilding? I'm not talking about the physical walls, but these sort of the spiritual ones. So let's explore Nehemiah's story together, discover how God calls us to respond when we feel the weight of a great burden. So, point number one, and we're looking at verses four. So verses 1 to 4, recognizing the burden and seeking God's favor. Nehemiah's journey begins with a problem. He learns that Jerusalem's walls are in ruins, and he's deeply sad. But Nehemiah doesn't stop at sorrow. He turns his burden into prayer. In verse 4, it says, "The king said to me, 'What is it you want?' Then I prayed to the God of heaven." Before answering the king, Nehemiah seeks God's favor in a silent, heartfelt prayer. When God places a concern on your heart, don't dismiss it. That burden might be God's call to action. Like Nehemiah, take your burdens, your problems to God in prayer. Ask him for wisdom, timing, and his favor. Now, last 2 weeks with Alistair, we've been doing a Bible study, and this particular passage really spoke to me. It's taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. What a great prayer. What a great prayer. I want to pray that prayer every day, that the hand of God might be with me, his hand leading me and guiding me and directing me and protecting me and blessing me. Yes, I think we should be asking God, bless us, bless the church, bless our families. There's nothing wrong, certainly looking at scripture, nothing wrong with asking God to bless us. Why not be bold in asking God for this? Obviously, trusting that He is a lot wiser than we are. And if we ask for something that would not be good for us, then He wouldn't give it because He's a loving Father. But it's good to boldly come before God and ask Him. Can you think of a time when you felt burdened by a problem in your family or even your own life? Did you act on it or just let it pass by? Stories like Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream for equality reminds us that change often begins with a burden. What burden are you carrying today? Is it a burden for our church here at Cove Baptist? Is it a burden for your family, your children, your friends? Or is it a burden for the brokenness and the state our world is in today? Well, if we look at verses 4 to 6, we can find a little bit more. When the king asked why Nehemiah looked sad, Nehemiah could have stayed completely silent. Showing sorrow before the king was a very risky business. Yet he boldly explained his burden and made a bold request for help. Nehemiah prayed before he answered. Demonstrating his reliance on God, his courage wasn't reckless, it was rooted in faith. Do we pray before we make decisions? Do we pray before we speak? Do we pray asking God for wisdom? We can learn a lesson from this, that before seizing an opportunity, pause, stop, and seek God's guidance. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's faith in action. When God opens a door, do we hesitate to walk through, or do we just go through anyway? Think of Peter stepping out of the boat to walk on the water towards Jesus. The storm didn't stop him until he started to doubt. Courage and faith, I think, go hand in hand. Which moves us to verse 7 and 8, planning with wisdom and expectation. Faith doesn't mean neglecting preparation. Nehemiah's request wasn't vague. He asked the king for letters, timber, and a safe passage. He anticipated challenges and planned accordingly. Nehemiah's preparation reflected his faith. He trusted God to provide, but also did his part by making specific requests. Faithfulness in small things prepares you for greater opportunities. Let me repeat that. Faithfulness in the small things that we do prepares us for greater opportunities. Take Joseph's story in Genesis. Though he was sold into slavery, Joseph remained faithful in his duties. First as a servant in Potiphar's house, and then a prisoner. He could have become bitter or even dishonest, but instead he acted with integrity and with faithfulness. In time, God raised him to second in command over all of Egypt, and Joseph's faithfulness in small things positioned him for greater responsibility and influence. Another example is the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. The servants who faithfully managed the small amounts entrusted to them were rewarded with greater responsibility and blessing. The one who was lazy and irresponsible, however, lost even the little he had. We often pray for greater opportunities, more influence, bigger blessings. But the question is, how are we managing what we already have? How do we manage what we already have? Well, are we careful with our time, using it wisely to serve God and others? Are we responsible with the money we've been given, even if it feels like it's never enough? Are we trustworthy in our relationships? Are we honest? Are we reliable? Are we loving, even the smallest of things? Faithfulness is not just about the big moments. It's about how we live every day. It's about showing up, doing our best, even when no one else is watching. God sees and he honors those who faithfully do things in small ways. It's the small things that he notices. I know there are times when we don't always get appreciated. We don't always get a thank you. And there are many people in our church who do small little things, like putting out the chairs, tea, coffee, etc. But it's the small things that matter. It's the small things that God remembers. And though we think nobody else appreciates it, God does. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. What are the small things God has entrusted you to do? Are you handling them, or are you suffering? Are you struggling? Well, maybe today, make a decision to be faithful in the little things. Whether it's showing kindness to someone, managing your time wisely, or being honest in small matters, remember that these things really matter to God. As you prove faithful in the small, trust that he will lead you to greater opportunities and to greater blessings. Let's move on to verses 9 and 10, trusting God despite opposition. Now, as soon as Nehemiah set out to rebuild Jerusalem, opposition arose. Sanballat and Tobiah mocked and resisted him. Yet Nehemiah pressed on, trusting in the gracious hand of God. In verse 10, it highlights the resistance Nehemiah faced. but his trust in God gave him confidence to move forward. Following God's call often brings resistance. For example, throughout history, Christians have faced persecution and opposition for their faith. Jesus himself warned his disciples that they would be hated and persecuted for his name's sake. Life is filled with trials and troubles that test our faith and character. These challenges can come in the form of financial difficulties, health problems, relationship struggles, or even personal loss. Also, as Christians, we strive to live a life that honours God, but we are constantly confronted with temptation and the pull of sin. The enemy seeks to draw us away from God's path and entice us with worldly pleasures. However, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, Paul advises Christians to put on the whole armour of God, to stand against the devil's schemes. And also in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible promises that Christians will be restored, confirmed, strengthened, and established after suffering a little while. Even when the road is difficult, remember that God is with us. God is with you. He's always there. He's never gone away. Consider the Apostle Paul, who faced imprisonment, shipwrecks, and opposition, but kept preaching the gospel. Like Nehemiah, Paul trusted God despite great hardships. What challenges are you facing today? Remind yourself that God's hand is upon you. God is with you. Keep moving forward in your faith, because if you're not moving forward, you're going back. Nehemiah's story is a powerful reminder that God uses ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things. He equips us to face our burdens, seize opportunities, and overcome challenges. Like Corrie ten Boom, almost 42 years, died in April 1983. After her death, she is still a spiritual giant for millions of Christians around the world. We're drawn to her because she was a common person, nothing special, who had moments of doubt, like we do, but who also had tremendous faith in God. When imprisoned in a German concentration camp, her barracks were overrun with lice. Corrie and her sister Betsy decided, we'll need to thank the Lord for the lice. That was no small matter of faith. I don't think I could do that. The squalor, the filth of their living conditions and the sickness it caused were nearly unbearable. But they believed God's greater purpose would emerge if they looked at their circumstances through the eyes of faith. Shortly after, Corrie and Betsy discovered a higher purpose. In the bug-infested barracks, they led nightly Bible studies, bringing hope and faith to fellow prisoners, an activity that was strictly forbidden and that the guards would have normally brought to an immediate halt, stop. But because of the lice, the guards refused to enter the barracks. Praise be to God. Are you prepared to seek God's guidance? Act with courage and trust him in the face of opposition. The same God who strengthened Nehemiah is with us, is with you today. Trust him, step forward in faith, and watch him work through you. May you be blessed and be a blessing to others. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Nehemiah's example. Help us to trust you, act with courage, and stay strong despite challenges. Guide us and bless our efforts to rebuild for your glory. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.